Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, it is fun to have you on board for hour number two tonight. We've got a huge ladies' lounge. Not one, but four amazing ladies are going to join us to talk about the news of the week. And these are voices. We started the Ladies Lounge with a very simple idea a few years ago. Give a platform to ladies that we'd like to hear more from. So tonight we're going to do that. Kristen B. Tate, Carol Markowitz, Charmaine Yost, Kelsey Bowler all played slated to be with us. There's a live shot of the Broadway area, the part of New York that's being the slowest to come back. And I tell you, it cannot come back fast enough, but it is still a drag. But this coming up within the next few weeks, entertainment venues are going to open. That's going to be Broadway shows. That's going to be Lincoln Center. That's going to be Carnegie Hall. That's going to be, Radio Square Garden. There's all kind of Radio City Music Hall. There's going to be many venues that are going to be coming back to life, and we're looking forward to welcoming them back here in New York, because it's really been a very tough year that we have lost in this last 12 months of the pandemic. But all good news on the pandemic front, Case. That's the point. The numbers are dropping off the charts, and this is despite pretty hardcore mismanagement by some of the governors involved. And so we're going to talk about some of that as we go through here. Plus, the National Guard are being asked to stay on for two more months in Washington, D.C., after they were there for the inauguration, etc. And it seems as though there's no reason for them to be there, but they're not even being treated very well. They're being served raw chicken and other items. So we'll discuss that with a couple of our guests this hour as well. Now, tonight, as I said in hour one, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, our very own Ivan Quiñones has authored this. This is his first ever child's book published. It's about 12 chapters long, I think. And my kids ate it up the day that he brought some copies to them. We're giving away five copies of this tonight. And last hour, we gave them away via email. This hour, I'll give you the chance to win one by phone. If you can be the first caller to get through and tell Ivan when he answers the phone that you would like to win a copy of his book, we'll give a copy away right now at 888-340-3373 and do extension 1, 888-340-3373, extension 1. Now, as we open the Ladies Lounge every single week, the goal of this is to really put on voices that we believe are underrepresented in the mainstream press. And someone that kind of embodies that, even though she's a columnist, is my first guest tonight. Carol Markowitz is the writer for the New York Post, and I think she writes one of the most important columns in the country. Carol, thanks for being with us again tonight. Now, this week, the governor of New York had his third victim come forward, saying that the governor, not within years of working with him, but within seconds of meeting him, had his hands on her and had her feeling very, very uncomfortable right away. And it was creepy Creepsville from the beginning. Your reaction to the governor here in New York?
Right. You know, I wish that the conversation that we were all having would be about the nursing home deaths that he covered up. And I wish that that would be what he was getting in trouble for, because I think that's really the huge, huge elephant in the room that is not being ignored. I know you're all over it. I know conservative media is all over it. But look, it seems a little suspect that all the mainstream media outlets have moved on to this new sexual harassment topic, which I'm pretty confident he's going to recover from and move on and probably get a fourth term in New York. So, you know, I think that it's a little suspicious to me that suddenly the fawning has stopped and they finally want to cover something, but it's not the nursing home death cover up.
Well, and just for everyone's sake that's listening, just compare it to this. The number of people that we know that died from his planned goal of sticking COVID-positive patients into nursing homes is somewhere between 15 and 16,000 people. That's roughly 8 times the number of people that died on 9/11. And then those are the ones that we can, you know, strictly attribute to his policy. There were other people that died that may or may not have been impacted by decisions that he made. We're not even including any of those. We're just talking about just the nursing homes. And, yeah, I agree with you. That is significantly more important than the 3 women that have been mistreated. And yet, at the same time, I think it helps explain a lot about this governor. He just doesn't feel like there's any accountability for his actions almost ever.
That's right. Absolutely. And I think he's had even less accountability during this crisis because he was foisted on the pedestal by the media as a COVID hero. And I think we're seeing the results of that. You know, New York had more deaths per capita than any other state in the country. New York, New Jersey kind of swapped first place on that. And it really wasn't the success story that it was painted in the media. He wrote a book and made himself a poster during the summer when numbers were low, and that numbers went higher than ever in the fall and winter in New York. So what did we win? What did we win by the lockdowns that he pushed and the businesses that he destroyed? And yet he was somehow the hero until we discovered that he's not just abusive to media or political opponents or victims' families like Janice Dean, but actually sexually abusive to his employees. Nobody's surprised by that. Absolutely nobody.
Well, and let me ask you this. Letitia James was the first person, the New York Attorney General, she was the first person to come forward and say his numbers were officially wrong. And she kind of, it was actually her breaking from the Democrat pack that actually began to have, awareness raised. And eventually his office was forced to confront and admit that they had fudged the numbers. Now she has basically gotten him to relinquish all rights on who she names as an investigator into. I mean, come on, Carol, how classic Cuomo was this over the weekend? He's like, let me appoint my own investigator. And
right.
Like, no, we're not buying that.
Yeah.
But how do you think she's going to remain independent and kind of pursue an actual line of justice on these two very important issues?
I do think so. I think she's got her eye on his job, and I think there's a very good chance that we will see a Governor James in the next few years. I am generally not a fan, but she's doing the right thing here, and she's pursuing him pretty hard. And I think that that's like, you know, you said he admitted that they fudged the numbers. They actually have not admitted that. They only admitted that to fellow Democrats. They have not come out and said it yet to the public.
True.
They have not apologized for anybody, for any of the deaths. They have not done any of that. So I would like to see resolution on all of that. And I'm not positive that we will, but, you know, if these sexual harassment allegations do anything, I hope that they really expose the kind of person he is and the kind of person that we've been taught to idolize in the last year for no reason. So
it eventually took
positive.
It eventually took IRS tax records to get Al Capone. Maybe it's going to be the sexual harassment stuff that brings down the older brother of Fredo. But one way or the other, we're going to get to the bottom of it. Hey, let me ask you about the teachers unions and schools and openings. Now, we just got word in our district this week that K and first grade are going to go to 5 day a week, full half days, 8 to noon each day, starting later this month. That's a huge, huge improvement for families in our district. But the unions have been very effective in pushing back and saying, no, we're not going to teach until we get vaccinated. Your reaction?
Yeah. I oppose that completely, and I think the 8 to 12 is nonsense. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm a broken record on this, but we have to stop accepting stuff like this. 8 to 12 is not a school day. It's, you know, a half day. And so why are our kids going to school half a day? I also can't paint the picture for people, the kind of educational gulf we're going to have between kids who went to school sometimes, these 8 to 12 or maybe 2 days a week or whatever, versus the kids who went 5 days full time. It is going to be enormous, and I don't know if we're ever going to get over it. I'm full time or bust is sort of my feeling on it, and we're seeing parents exit these public school systems that are not providing it, and I wonder if that will at least hasten the school choice movement in a lot of states. I hope that we move to a voucher system, because parents will say, our kids deserve a full-time education. Our public schools are not providing it. I deserve to take that money that would have been spent on my child and spend it elsewhere.
That's a great suggestion, and I am very much in favor of vouchers and have been for a very long time. I think it could be a key to really giving even inner-city families much better educational options. Carol Markowitz, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. When we continue, the Ladies' Lounge continues. Kristen B. Tate will be with us. We are going to plunge headlong into the debate over whether or not there should be a digital currency in the United States. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What a little moonlight can do.
Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%.
That includes movie theaters. That includes restaurants. That includes churches. That's everybody in the state of Texas is going to be allowed to sit, go, do, live. Once again, what would that be like if New York and New Jersey and the tri-state area or California or some of these places where these reckless, tyrannical, power-hungry governors have just continued to make the lives of their citizens so miserable? Let's discuss that with the aforementioned Kristen B. Tate. You can follow her on KristenBTate.com. She writes for The Hill. You see her on television, and she's also a spokesperson for the Young Americans for Liberty, and she is a three-time best-selling book author that probably has another one in the works that I don't know about yet because she doesn't tell me until she's closer to publicizing them. Kristen, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
Now, off the air a couple of weeks ago, you and I were talking, and I know that you're a big fan of Bitcoin and Dogecoin. I want to talk about those in a second, but before we move to that discussion, I want to ask you about what your governor, Governor Abbott, said yesterday and the bite back that he's getting from people like Andrew Cuomo and Gavin Newsom who are saying, you know, he's being reckless. What's the truth? What does the science tell us?
Well, the only thing reckless is that it took him so long to do this. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that we now live in a world where we're all celebrating the fact that our overlords and politics have told us we can all go back to normal life as though we need permission for that. I mean, it's sort of sad, but yeah, I'm glad that Texas is reopening. This is something that should have happened a long time ago. People have been losing their jobs, losing their businesses across the country, and it's time to get back to normal life. This has almost been a year of this nonsense now, so good for Governor Abbott.
And he said not only businesses can open at 100%, but the mask mandate is gone. Now, there are people that wonder, does that, I mean, I think that's where Governor Newsom and Governor Cuomo are going to say, well, look, you're going to see a spike in numbers. But that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Exactly. I mean, when we look at the death per million numbers, which is really the only statistic that should matter in COVID, we can see that the lockdown heavy states often have higher deaths per million rates than the states that have had a more targeted approach and, you know, have tried to keep the elderly and the vulnerable protected
right,
while letting younger, healthy Americans go about their business.
Well, I certainly understand that. So let's switch gears here, because there's been discussion about creating a digital Fed, which would be in essence a digital treasury similar to what we have now, and there would be government oversight of digital currency. Now, you're a big fan of digital currency, but you're not a fan of a centralized currency done so for the American people. What's the difference, and why do you oppose the Fed's doing it?
Well, Well, I mean, people are not buying cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Ethereum because they want a digital currency. That's not the point. The point is they want out of the U.S. dollar. They want to diversify their assets, and they're worried about inflation. And, you know, every second that the Fed continues printing money, the U.S. dollar becomes less valuable and we all become more poor. So it's sort of a joke that the Fed is proposing this idea of a digital currency as though it will satisfy the demand of a cryptocurrency. You know, either these people in the government don't understand, or they're pretending not to understand the actual reasons people are buying crypto. But besides all of that, I mean, there are so many other concerns about a centralized digital currency, the first of which is that this would allow the Fed to track every transaction, including the very granular details of every user. I mean, that is a huge privacy concern. And, of course, the Washington, D.C. bureaucrats, they would love a cashless society. It would let them track everything. But there's one more thing, Kevin, that I think a lot of people don't realize, which is that cash, the only thing you need to use cash is to have possession of it, right? With a digital currency, you need a platform that would enable transactions. You need a middleman there. And I'm very concerned that we could see, you know, these middlemen that make the transactions possible refusing to do business with people because of political affiliations or other
reasons. Well, gee, Kristen, I don't understand why you would have that fear. I mean, where have we seen in any type of recent history big corporations deciding to, end people's civil liberties simply because they disagreed with them? I think you're barking at nothing there, lady.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it's a very possible thing that could happen, right? Like, cash is very democratizing. All you need to
very
use
much so.
Is have it.
Yeah,
so,
for people that are confused, I was not actually criticizing Kristen. I was being ironic there, because this is in fact the exact problem with why like Parler got knocked off for all those weeks, because you had middlemen that controlled the platforms and they were able to say no. And that's what would happen to you and your money if we went to a digital dollar.
Exactly right. And people are getting excited about this without realizing the potential consequences. Look at what's happening in China. They've made a lot of progress towards the digital currency and are already having all kinds of issues with privacy. And it's just giving the federal government more power over us and more ability to tax us. It's just not an idea I'm excited about.
Yeah, I think the thing that bothers me the most about it is their ability to granularly track every dollar you spend. Like, that becomes, to me, such an invasive form of disregard of your lack of privacy that it's you're right. Politicians would love to know that, because do you know how much data they could generate? There's when you have data, you have the ability to exploit it for all kinds of purposes and means. And I don't think it's wise to be giving that much potential to, elected politicians that don't necessarily have your best interest at heart. You want to read more about this?
They want to get their mitts into every transaction, because when cash transactions happen, they lose the ability to tax some of those. But now they would get their cut on every single transaction that happens.
They would know every store you shopped at, every gas station you filled your car up at. I mean, there would be no question that they could study your life intimately without your permission. It's just not good in any way. Kristen B. Tate, follow her on Twitter at Kristen B. Tate. Go to her website, KristenBTate.com. And Kristen, keep fighting the good fight. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin.
And when we continue, the Ladies Lounge will continue on as well. Charmaine Yost will be joining me. Kelsey Bowler will be here before the hour is out as well. A lot to get to yet. We're going to talk about the conditions of the National Guard and what they are facing in our nation's capital. Severe abusive mistreatment, as far as I'm concerned, and should it even have to end up being that way? By the way, you miss any part of the broadcast, we've got podcasts for you. You can go to the Radio Night Live Twitter feed at Radio Night Live and see the video all week long. We have it pinned to the top of the feed. And you can also go get the audio podcast for Radio Night Live in the Kevin McCullough Radio Universe on SoundCloud or on Apple Podcasts. Either one of those will get you to the podcast archives for Radio Night Live, and you can join us there. And
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California is lifting some of its restrictions on outdoor sports and entertainment venues, which can see crowds returning to places like Disneyland and fans in the stands when the baseball season begins next month. The state announced Friday that it was relaxing its restrictions on those venues starting April 1st, as new COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have all fallen from peaks in mid-January. A Pew Research poll released Friday said that 69% of Americans polled said they had either received at least one shot of COVID vaccine or that they intended to receive the shot when they could. That's up from a November poll where 60% said they wanted the shot. And the House will vote on the Senate's version of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package this coming Tuesday. House Majority Leader Jenny Hoyer made the announcement on Saturday shortly after the Senate approved its version of the package by a party-line vote. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. What? Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
If you have been watching the news about our nation's capital, you've known that the National Guard have been on duty since the weekend of the inauguration with razor-wired fencing around the Capitol building. And on a rainy night with some light coming from the lamppost, it looks like a scene from East Berlin during the Cold War. As we continue into the Ladies' Lounge tonight, I want to bring in Charmaine Yost to discuss this. A couple of reasons. One, she has a son who's in the Army, and she cares very passionately about our armed services. But she also works and lives in the Washington, D.C. area. And Charmaine, I know that the treatment of the National Guard has been something that's been on a lot of people's minds the last few days.
Listen, you know, it's interesting you should ask me about this, because Heritage Foundation is located on Capitol Hill. We're right across from Union Station. And so I was down there the other day, and I have to tell you, from an eyewitness perspective, this is worse than you think. I had in my mind, they said that they put up fencing around the Capitol. They haven't put up fencing around the Capitol, Kevin. They have fenced off a large portion of Capitol Hill. The fencing, for those of you who know D.C. and many of your audience does, the fencing goes all the way down to Union Station and then all the way up the hill to right across the street from the Heritage Foundation. So it basically encircles the entire Capitol complex. So, you know, I think that as Americans, we really do need to ask, like, what is the plan here? How long is this going to go on? And it's not just fencing. There's concertina wire around the top of it.
Right.
So, you know, we do hear a little bit here, there, and yon about there being ongoing threats to lawmakers. Like to know a little bit more about that. If there's some kind of legitimate threat, that's one thing. But in terms of, you know, the other day they were reporting and saying there was some kind of Q gathering or something that they were hearing noise about, and then there was just nothing. So I just think that they really, really fell down on the job in terms of having the appropriate response on January 6th, or not response, but preparation. You know, they should have been better prepared. They should have responded more quickly. We still don't have answers to all the questions that many of us have about what happened that day. But then to use this as an excuse to turn a large portion of the downtown D.C. area, or not downtown, but the Capitol Hill area, into a militarized zone is really, really troubling.
Well, and I think that if you do see pictures of it, particularly on a rainy night with some of the lights beaming from the Capitol complex, it really does, as I said, kind of harken back to the 1980s Cold War and, like, places that people were not allowed to be. And this is the people's capital. This is the people's house. We are allowed to be there, and I know that there were people that were unhappy about what happened on January the 6th. I know that there were some people who died that probably would not have died had some of that not happened. However, I don't think that, you know, 2 months later, still having everything behind razor wire is the answer to it. But, you know, I'm going to let Washington, D.C. and the powers that be figure that out, I guess. When I see these stories, Charmaine, about the National Guard being served undercooked chicken, which is really deadly, I mean, it can create all kinds of food poisoning problems that you just don't even have with other undercooked meats. And to know that they've been, you know, shuffled around in, you know, parking garages and other things to sleep in, it seems like we're asking an awful lot of those men and women that put on the uniform to serve their country for not a lot of justified reasons. And that breaks my heart.
Well, it's a little concerning to me. Like I said, you and I both believe in law and order and protecting people. So if there's a legitimate threat, they need to be prepared. But I think as Americans, we need to have a reassurance that this is not being used politically, and not trying to have this subtle telegraphing of a message that there is a threat that there really isn't.
Yeah. Do you think that is somewhat of a distraction, given the continued kind of diminished state that the president seems to present, even being cut off, you know, of his own press conference event where he says, I'll open it up for questions, and they cut him off. And, like, the very controlled way they're putting him in public and the limited times that they do, and these stories coming out about the vice president fielding most of the phone calls from heads of state across the globe. I mean, it seems like
I don't know. It seems very weird, Charmaine. You and I worked together for a long time, and I joined you in Washington, D.C. for a period of time. I've never seen an administration be handled like this.
Well, it is interesting, and I will say that it's one of the things that's also concerning is the coverage is just so positive and so upbeat, and it is one thing to give a president a honeymoon. It's another for it to endure for an extremely long time. And so I think we're all going to be watching to see if we get the kind of transparency and the hard-hitting reporting that we've come to be used to. I think there needs to be a call for an even-handed approach and for holding the administration accountable.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
is just one example of a meal served to Michigan National Guard troops protecting the U.S. Capitol. The February 13th chicken, clearly undercooked.
Yuck. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Did our National Guard troops actually have to endure that while standing guard at the White House? Yes, they did, to quote Phineas and Ferb. Yes, they did. Kelsey Bowler is back with us. She edits the Thursday Bright email, and that story was included. Kelsey, let's start there. First of all, I don't know why these troops are still guarding the Capitol and the White House and all these other monuments and so forth. I know that there was even some speculation that today, of all things, could have been like some sort of like date that would be significant for some sort of incident. But I haven't seen anything since January the 6th, and we found out yesterday that they never found any weapons or anything from January the 6th. And at the end of the day, you know, I see these razor wires on top of fencing that encompasses the Capitol, and all I think of like is East Berlin from the 1980s. What's going on here?
Absolutely. It's really a shame looking at our United States Capitol right now. I can tell you that as someone who lives in the area, it feels like a war zone. And it's frustrating because there does not appear to be any real grave threat to warrant this level of security. I gotta hand it to the far left congresswoman, Maxine Waters, who actually came out this week and called for the fencing to be torn down. You know, it's not often I find myself in agreement with her, but she is absolutely right that the Capitol is for all of us as American citizens to go to and enjoy, and fencing it off sends the absolute wrong message, not to mention the amount of money we are wasting deploying thousands of National Guard to protect our U.S. Capitol. I mean, there are so many other things that we could spend their energy on, and then it's really just the cherry on the cake, a slap in the face that our National Guard is being served. I can't even call it food. If you looked at the pictures, it is inhumane what they are being served. They found metal scrapings in it. Ugh. They found meat that is undercooked. It is disgusting. Multiple National Guard troops have ended up in the hospital because of this quote-unquote food. So really, this should just be a wake-up call that it is not worth anybody's time, anyone's sacrifice to be protecting the Capitol at this point. I understand for a short term after what happened, after the election, but, you know, this is just fear-mongering. This is an attempt to smear, Trump supporters as if there's still some grave threat they pose to the Capitol.
I don't quite grasp this either. And it certainly is. I mean, if they're going for the reinforcement of like the East Berlin, communist regime setup, serving troops undercooked food is kind of perfect with that kind of meme. But I think that our people deserve so much better than that. And if you're going to drag them out there and you're going to make them stand duty on this like non-needed basis, the very least you can do is give them something that won't kill them from food poisoning. But don't worry, Kelsey, don't worry. When they were stuck sleeping in a freezing cold car garage, Jill Biden came out, Dr. Jill Biden came out and gave them cookies. So, you know, I'm sure she'll make up for it with, something else.
Well, I hope that her cookies were more edible than the meals that they have been served that are undercooked and have metal scrapings in them. It is just appalling, and our troops deserve so much better. It is time to send them to the comforts of their home, and, you know, hopefully there they will find much better cooked meals.
Yeah, and be done with this. Let's shift gears. The other story you covered today is really the remarkable story of more than 100 illegal immigrants that were let loose in Texas that had the COVID-19 virus. And I this when you see that Governor Abbott said, hey, our own enforcement of COVID-19 protocols worked so well that we're able to open up fully 100% starting the 15th of March, and then you see President Biden yesterday say, oh, he's a Neanderthal for thinking that way. Gavin Newsom calls him names from California, saying that they're being reckless in their policies. But yet, it's not the governor of Texas that's letting COVID-positive patients roam free throughout the country.
You're right. The story should enrage anybody who hears or reads about it. What's happening is we are having illegal immigrants, migrants claiming asylum from Mexico in Texas. And, you know, they are performing some COVID-19 tests on these migrants. And many of them, as many as 6% of those who have arrived in Brownsville, Texas, have tested positive for COVID-19. But authorities there say they do not have the ability to force them to stay in a contained measure where they won't spread the virus. What it appears to be happening is many of these migrants, some of them who might be COVID-19 positive, are boarding buses from Brownsville, Texas, to travel to dozens of cities and states throughout the country. This, of course, is endangering the bus drivers. You know, a worker for the bus company said the company respects the protocols of the federal authorities, which means that passengers must wear masks on board the vehicle and use hand sanitizer, but they cannot ask passengers for COVID-19 tests before getting on the bus. And what is really striking is the fact that the United States has mandated strict COVID-19 policies for those entering the United States legally via air travel. The Biden administration mandated that all passengers coming here, including U.S. citizens, are required to have a COVID-19 test on upon arrival or before they board the flight. And yet, you know, it appears the Biden administration is basically giving a free pass to COVID-19 positive illegal immigrants who are then potentially boarding buses and spreading it throughout the country. Is deeply hypocritical and deeply irresponsible, and is clearly a safety risk.
Yeah, well, talk about Neanderthal actions. Kelsey Bowler, appreciate all that you do. Check her out Thursdays in the Bright email, and follow her on Twitter at Kelsey Bowler. Thanks again. Back, Radio Night Live from New York. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and thank you for hanging out with us for the full broadcast tonight. We had a lot of fun with you and with our special guests, and we're grateful for your opportunity to join us on Saturday evenings. Thank you also to Biz TV, Biz Talk Radio, Salem Communications, the Genesis Communications Network, and CRN Digital Talk as well, all carrying the show on various stations across the country, and we are grateful for all 300-plus radio outlets that take the audio version, and for Biz TV, who puts us in some 66 million TV households coast-to-coast. Thankful for that partnership as well. Now, I wanted to reiterate, we are just kicking off here at the beginning of the month of March an opportunity to rescue 192 lives across the globe in a little place called Northern Sudan, where chattel slavery has still been being practiced ever since the end of the Sudanese Civil War. Last year, you helped us rescue nearly 250 of these young women that were taken during the war and never returned, never allowed to return home. Our friends at Christian Solidarity International accomplished all of that, and because of you, over the last 3 years, we've liberated nearly 600 slaves total. This year, we have a list of names that already includes 192 slaves that we've identified. We know where they are. We know who to negotiate with. Their slave master, by the way, wants a vaccine for his cattle worse than he wants to keep these human beings. And so he'll trade a slave for a vaccine for his cattle and let that slave return home to South Sudan, where Christian Solidarity International has an incredible program, helps them re-enter life, gives them all of the supplies and needs that they have to start that life over again, everything from food to eat and seed to plant for future crops. But they also take time to help them decompress and tell their story and sometimes cry and sometimes talk about the things that they've experienced, brutal things, excessively brutal things. Continual rape, genital mutilation, other things that we just can't even imagine here in the United States. And over the last 15 years, CSI has been doing this amazing work. $250 liberates one slave. $50 supplies the cattle vaccine, and the other $200 supplies all of the supplies that the slave needs to begin their life over again. We did over 240 last year. Will you help us this year? We need your help. And I know that those of you that have done it in the past are tempted to do it again. Pardon me. So if you're already of like mind to help us this year, 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. And we have 192 on the list that we need to speak up for before the end of this year. So I hope you'll join us. I'm Kevin McCullough. Join me weekdays for Radio Night Live on AM 970 The Answer out of New York. And then be back here at this outlet on Saturday nights from 9 to 11 and again from 11 to 1 on Biz TV and on great radio stations coast to coast. Until then, we'll see you next time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92. $50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.